From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein was executed late last year, a crowd of Iraqi Muslims in the Detroit area poured into the streets to celebrate. In the following weeks, four mosques and a dozen mostly Iraqi-owned businesses were vandalized. So far, police have made no arrests. Community leaders say that they don't believe the incidents are shadows of the sectarian violence in Iraq, but they're concerned enough that they're taking steps to make sure that such divisions don't emerge. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
There are more Arab-American Christians in metropolitan Detroit than Muslims, but in the city's Warrendale neighborhood and in suburban Dearborn, Muslims are the majority. Warren Avenue is the area's main artery of commerce. That's where storefront mosques line the street, along with Middle Eastern bakeries, restaurants, and other outlets.
Starting off right here at West Warren, we're about to leave Dearborn, but right here starts the vandalism.
Daoud Walid is just about to make a U-turn to get back on Warren Avenue. He's the head of Michigan's Council on Islamic American Relations, and his office keeps track of problems in the Muslim community.
Now starting right here, that's the Imam Ali Islamic Center right there.
Since the beginning of the year, windows at three mosques have been broken, a fourth spray-painted with graffiti. At least 12 businesses, many owned by Iraqi immigrants, have suffered damage. Wallet points to the Al Rafadain shish kebab restaurant, which still has butcher paper covering some of its windows.
Hours prior to the vandalism took place where someone was calling, making reference to them being Iraqi and also them being Shia.
Although most U.S. Muslims are born here or are converts, Iraqis are among the latest immigrants to call the Detroit-Dearborn area home. They are Shiite Muslims, whose adherents were suppressed and often tortured under the Saddam Hussein regime. Inside Al Rafadain, the smell of lamb and chicken mixes with the sound of Arabic from a television high in the corner. Samer Ahmed is a Sunni and a college student who works as a waitress in this Iraqi-owned store.
After we found out that there were other 12 stores and they were mainly Iraqi Shia stores, we said, okay, it's probably somebody who's pro-Saddam and wanted to take revenge against the people that supported the execution.
Karim Almayahi, a Shiite immigrant from Iraq, says Saddam Hussein was a terrible criminal, and the celebration in the wake of his death is understandable. He doesn't believe the tensions of his homeland have crossed into the United States.
We don't have trouble like that. The trouble like that, I think not here. I think over there, in Middle East.
Almayahi says while the two sects might have some slight differences, adherents pray to the same God, eat at the same places. That's a sentiment repeated by many religious leaders here. Hundreds have shown up today for midday prayers at the Islamic Center of America in Dearborn. The director of Interfaith Outreach, Eid Alawan, says the mosque is testament to cooperation between Sunni and Shia here. The schism between the two sects occurred in the early days of Islam over disputes about succeeding the Prophet Muhammad. Alawan says the mosque was designed to encompass both schools of thought. It was the center's original mosque, which was spray-painted with graffiti recently, but Alawan doesn't think it's because of any religious divide.
If you look at the graffiti is indicating is about 9/11. Muslims go home or something like murderers and so on and so forth. We cannot, whether Shia or Sunni, cannot even feel that a Muslim did that. It was more like a non-Muslim doing it with the frustrations of what's happened in Iraq.
Muslim leaders here say if there is any tension, it mirrors periodic strains in the U.S. between Catholics and Protestants. Imams, the religious leaders, and Muslim activists have been holding regular meetings at different mosques in an effort, they say, is designed to foster understanding of each other's traditions. Victor Halabeg, the head of the Council of Islamic Organizations of Michigan, says the sessions have now become more frequent.
We have taken the steps. Really, I mean, we have brought our Sunni and Shia imams together. They have formed a rapid response team.
A team of religious leaders here in the Detroit area who pledged to do whatever necessary to close rifts between Sunni and Shiite Muslims living here in the United States. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.